But while we're just thinking here, I want to go through these five things very quickly with you and share with you why it's important for us as a state to not just talk about these principles, but actually put them into statute and put them into our Constitution, and in one case, and statutorily in the other four. Practice truth in budgeting. And this is really important because for too long in the Texas budgeting process, we have allowed dollars to be spent for things that they've sold to the public that we're going to use these dollars for. Money going to general revenue, it might get spent for something else altogether. But to clearly say we're going to spend the money for what we said it was going to be used for. For instance, fees get raised for certain things and they get spent for something altogether different. Have a clear instruction to the budgeting process. We're going to spend the money for what we said we were going to use it for. And if you're not going to use it for that purpose, don't raise the money to begin with. Pretty simple, straight up. Constitutional amendment to limit the spending in Austin, Texas, to the growth of population plus inflation. Now, the reason that makes sense, we've got a constitutional limit in place today, but I happen to think it's too flexible and it allows for too much spending. And it's tied to your personal income growth. So we think it makes a lot of sense to further keep some pressure on. Look, Dan's not going to be in the state house forever. I know, but we want to keep him there for a good spell longer. And I'm not going to be the governor forever. There are going to be people that come in, and we want these statutory and constitutional limits in place so that we know that if we miss every now and then and bring somebody in that's not as conservative as Don Willett or Dan Flynn, that we have protections in our statutes and in our Constitution. So limit the growth in spending in Austin, Texas, to population growth plus inflation. You think about that. People move into this state. You have to spend more money when you're growing, just like you did in your small business or in your family. People move into this state. We're having record numbers of people moving into the state of Texas because they know that there's still a land of opportunity in America. It's called Texas, and they want a piece of that. They want to work. They want to be here. So they're coming to Texas. And our small businesses know that they get to keep more of what they work for, so they're going to invest in the future. And I'm going to talk about in this next number three about how we can even make a better foundation for our small businesses. But put it in the Constitution and limit that spending to population growth and inflation. Third one is oppose any new taxes and or increases of taxes that are already on the book, increases of those taxes. And to make that small business tax exemption permanent. Right now, every 2 years, you all in the small business world have to come to Austin, Texas and say, oh, Mr. Flynn, will you put that back in place? Dan, he gets it. He's always going to do it. But why should you even have to do that? Let's make this permanent. A permanent $1 million exemption for small businesses where they know in 4 years they can hire people today, they can expend money to expand their business, what have you, and that tax exemption is going to be in place. Strong rainy day fund. Now what that means is, first off, why do we have a rainy day fund? Well, a rainy day fund is no different than you having a savings account in your personal life or for your small business. There may be some one-time expense that comes along that you didn't see coming, a whatever it might be, that could be used for. A hurricane, a tornado, a wildfire, a drought, a flood. We have all of those in the state of Texas, one-time expenditures. Too many people want to get in this rainy day fund and use it for ongoing expenses. Well, guess what? Then you use it up. This is for one-time expenses. This and to give a clear message to those bond rating companies that Texas is the strongest economy in this country, and for long-term debt that we have for transportation infrastructure or other types of long-term financing that we do, the lowest interest rate that can be had in this country. So for those two reasons, have that strong rainy day fund, only use it for one-time expenses, and clearly keep your hands off of it for these ongoing expenses. And fourthly, and this ought to go without saying, but the fact is there are places in government where redundancy occurs. I know that's a shock to many of you. But really go through and analyze those unnecessary and duplicative government programs and agencies. And that's what you expect good fiscal conservative Republicans to do. And if you'll send Dan Flynn back to Austin, Texas, along with these new members that are going to be coming in that are fiscally conservative, we will continue to be the beacon in this country. We will continue to be the place that people point to and say, that is the state. We will continue to be the place where my friends who are governors, say Rick Scott, who told me a year ago, he said, let me tell you, look over your shoulder because we're coming after you. And God bless him, Rick has put tax policy and regulatory policies in place in Florida, and he went from number three to number two. And I told him, good try, keep it up. Someday you may have a shot at being number one. But seriously speaking, that's exactly the type of competition that makes this country better. It's the reason that I'm such a powerful believer of the 10th Amendment and the sovereign rights of the states to not have to be a one-size-fits-all, whether it's on health care or whether it's on transportation infrastructure or whether it's how we educate our children, to tell Washington, leave us alone. We know best how to deliver health care. We know best how to educate our children, and we'll be competitive and compete against those states. You know, you guys up at the federal government, we would appreciate it if you would stand the military, which you do a great job of. We got the finest young men in the world serving us around the world. But we would also appreciate it if you would do just as well in defending our borders and delivering our mail, and preferably on Saturdays and on time. So get those things done before you come down to the states and start telling us how to run our states. And people like Dan Flynn and Don Willett, both will be there fighting that fight for us. I want you to leave here today really enthused about these two people that you have the opportunity to support. They are great Texans and wonderful Americans, and they reflect your values. And that's what this process and this great experimentation of democracy is really about. God bless you, and thank you all.